call the Rules Committee to order. A quorum is present. Senator Wicklund, welcome to the Rules Committee.
Thank you.
Members, we have in front of us the Subcommittee Report from Senator Sieben. The first motion to get it in front of us is to adopt this, Subcommittee Report from the Subcommittee on Elections. Senator Marty moves that. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Senator Wicklund?
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Well, I'm bringing this bill forward because in this, in Minnesota statute, it states that the legislature shall redraw the boundaries of the Metropolitan Council districts after each decennial federal census. And it states that each district has needs to have a substantially equal population. And the redistricting is effective in the year ending in the numeral 3, which is means we need to accomplish this task this session. I have been working on this bill over the past several weeks, along with the Met Council and the House and the LCC. We've worked through establishing guiding principles for the map, the new map. We've gone back and looked at what was done in previous 10 years ago, what the general principles were at that time. I've initiated a request to the Met Council and the LCC to produce map options, and we had an option from the Met Council and then two options from the LCC. We've reviewed the maps and the associated data, and then I brought forward to the Elections Subcommittee last week a recommendation for the map that was adopted, and you can see the map identifier is included in that amendment that we reviewed last week. I've also, I have representation from the Met Council here to talk about it further. I'm not sure if you want to go through some background on the map that we're recommending or if you have questions.
Senator Wicklund, let's see if anybody has any questions. Everyone has the map in front of them.
Very small.
Senator Hahn.
Mr. Chair, I did get a copy of the, I think it's the summary of the population in the new districts into your map, and I'm not familiar with how close these population numbers are supposed to be, but I think from the smallest to the largest district, there's about 20,000 population difference. That seems to be fairly significant. Is this within the range of what is there a statute that governs how the deviations of these districts ought to look?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wicklund.
Mr. Chair, Senator Hahn, I will defer to Judge Shenton from the Met Council to provide more details on that. It is part, there is not a guideline in the statute about deviation, but there were guiding principles that were used, have been used over over time to help decide what deviation is acceptable, and I'll let him discuss further.
Senator Hahn, maybe we can have counsel recite for us what is in statute relative to population.
So, Mr. Chairman and members, statute does provide a little bit of guidance. The Met Council Statute 473.123 sub 3A does say that the legislature shall redraw the boundaries of the districts. Met Council said they have substantially equal population, but I'm sure Mr. Shenton can shed additional light on this.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Judd Shenton. I'm the Government Affairs Director for the Metropolitan Council. I appreciate the opportunity to be here to discuss this bill and these maps. And to Senator Hahn, there is a difference from district to district, and that is based on the fact that we tried to adopt a deviation principle that would have an overall average of plus or minus 3%. And what we were able to do through this map was to adhere to that principle. That is the same principle that was used 10 years ago when the then Governor Plenty and the legislature drew the maps at that point. There were also a number of other principles that were used at that point that we applied to this round of redistricting. The first, as I mentioned before, was the deviation percentage of plus minus 3%. Again, we were able to achieve that. You'll see that some districts have higher deviations above the 3% or above 3%, and some go well below that. And what we tried to manage in those areas were to look at areas where we thought that the metro area was going to expand in growth. The western Hennepin County, Carver-Scott County area had a very, very high growth rate over the past 10 years, and we are expecting similar growth in those areas, in particular out in Council District 1. So you see a deviation of negative 6% there. We see that over the course of time that that deviation number will come closer and closer and closer to zero at that point. Case in point, current Council District 4 is made up of Carver and Scott County. We had 10 years ago a population average of 107 or 165,000 people per district. After 10 years, that district has 225,000 people in it. So that is why the adjustments need to occur, and we tried to take some of that into account when we drew up these districts. The other principles that we used was to try to minimize the splitting of suburban units of government. In this plan, there is only one that has a split, and that is Gray Cloud Township. And the other principle we had was to keep as many districts as possible within boundaries of counties. We were able to achieve that. There are only seven districts that represent more than one county, and in a number of them, there are just one or two local units of government. The other principle we used were two districts in Minneapolis and one in St. Paul should be entirely contained within the city boundaries. We achieved that with the city of St. Paul. In Minneapolis District 6 and 7th, both represent additional cities, where Council District 6 has a portion of Minneapolis, Crystal, Golden Valley, New Hope, and St. Louis Park, and that is the same identical council district as we have in place today. District 7 picks up the city of Robbinsdale. District 8 is identical to the 2003 maps, where it's Minneapolis and St. Anthony City. And so, again, just trying to make sure that we aren't splitting units of government. I think that we were able to achieve that in a very good manner here. And with that, those were the main principles we used. Again, these are the exact same principles we used 10 years ago. And if you have any specific questions, I can certainly address those if you'd like.
Any other questions? Senator Loomer.
Thank you. In the new map, have you, in reference to the incumbent members of the Met Council, has there been any overlap of members where you put two of the incumbents in the same district?
Mr. Chair, Senator Limmer, in Map 1A, there are no council members that are overlapped. However, the MAC district does have and opens up a new MAC District 1, I believe, where there is a member who is redistricted out of his former district but into a new district. And just for some context, the maps that are adopted for the Met Council are the districts that are used to create the MAC districts here in the metropolitan area. So Council Districts 1 and 2 create MAC District 1, and so on and so forth.
The MAC District of the Airport Commission.
Yeah.
Any other questions, members?
Well, to be more specific, Mr. Chair, the representative for the Met Council on the current map in District 1 lives in Champlin, and the new map that's being proposed, I believe Champlin is now in District 2. And there is a designated incumbent into. I was just wondering if that's an overlap, or did someone move, or is someone not running or wanting to keep the office?
Mr. Chair, Senator Limmer, you're talking about Council Member Roxanne Smith, and Council Member Smith does live in the city of Maple Grove.
Oh, she does.
She does.
Okay.
Any other questions, members? If there's no other questions, Senator Sieben moves that Senate File 1564 as amended be recommended to pass. Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary, no.
No.
Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's the Rules Committee.
Who wants Painesville to be part of the Met Council?
Committee's adjourned.